اختون ایتون هم از بی اس بلشانا تورایا شما هم خبیوه یه مود خوشی به اسری خمچه کنون ترایه نترایل به اسری اشتا شتا پوتا ات پرغت صوبه عراقایت استرالیا ین The Iraqi Australian Graduates Forum و اخ عيادة بكل غداشيتا ودلون الزياخة اتمطيمن تديالوبة اني تبروغلون شخصيات حتش السي ويولون شو كانقة اني يالوبة بوش اتقنيلون الدرغة علاية ايتر منيانا اتيالوبة تقنيلون الاهد اشنات ايقارة ايوزودة من اسري جناتي وبز بخواشا يالوبة تبروغلون البيت صوبة مصيلا اتاودخت بختا بيطلا من خاماتي اني تقينا Chanel Haidu, AM Uyitewa, 99.55, Gyo Aitor, Nadine Khatib, Uyitewa, 99.15, and Michelle Dengha, Uyitewa, 98.75. Mokurin minne, Rishyate, Urakhshe, Iman Qubilun Plata, U Hadiya Mudina Bakraya.
My name is Mikhail Dinkha. I went to St. Nasir Syrian Christian College and I received a 98.75 ATAR.
What was your feeling when you opened the letter or the email to see your result? What do you think? What was your feeling?
At first, I, to be honest, was a bit disappointed because my marks were quite higher than I expected, but after a bit of contemplation and thinking, I realized that it was a great achievement.
When you say disappointed, why disappointed?
For the amount of study that I did, I was expecting a bit higher, but
you were aiming for 99.95, which is the maximum.
I was aiming for a 99, but regardless, I think my achievement was pretty good.
How much did your mother contributed into you? How much did she support
my
you?
My mother?
Yeah.
Every step of the way, my mother was there. Always giving me advice whenever I was doubting myself. Whenever I felt upset, she was there. And she would just always speak sense into me whenever I was completely going crazy or just losing my mind over studying. She was always there by my side. I'm aiming to study a double degree in actuarial studies and economics. Actuarial studies in very short terms is math and finance. Essentially, I assess risks that come to me depending on what field I want to go into, whether it's life insurance or investments.
Nadim Khatib.
I graduated from Prairiewood High School in 2025 and I got an ATAR of 99.15. I'm currently studying Law Arts in University of New South Wales and I'm very proud to be here today to reflect on our achievements and make my parents proud.
Your feeling about today's award, how do you see the atmosphere, the people?
I think I'm very excited to be able to be a part and recognized with and by my Iraqi community, because often there's so little opportunity for us to coexist together as a community and be with each other and support each other. So it's very nice to meet people from that and socialize together, and I'm very excited to be a part of this community.
Okay, my name is Chanel Hedder and I graduated from Freeman Catholic College in 2025 with an ATAR of 99.55. And I'm going to be undertaking a Bachelor of Pharmacy, Masters of Pharmacy this year.
And what was your feeling when you opened the letter or whatever it is and you saw? Did you expect that or it was a surprise?
So my heart was beating really, really fast right before and I was really scared. Unfortunately, the website kept crashing, so I had to wait for like 20 minutes until I actually saw it. But then once I did see it, like, it was so overwhelming and I was really shocked and surprised. And I was just very proud of myself and my achievements. So, yeah.
Well, ladies, I can say nothing but congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful future, academic life that you're going to go into it. And one day, we will see you here presenting an award to the next generation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
عودوتا اتشتابوتا هرقيتا أستليتا اتبرق صوبي كي عودي الاهدشنا قاكل خيالوبا مارد درغ اللايا من بابا ويما عرقايا واب ان اختي من بابا عرقايا ين يما عرقيتا وتلا برشنيا بالطهمي توديتي وتكمات اتلون شرشا عرقايا إن آها شيتا برشتا ساما يورد قنياني اتبيشوا ساما زود مني خامات أطريات من شرشا عرقايا مشت السانة داها شتابوتا إلى أسوشيت بروفيسر أحمد الربيعي بلي خيلي جرابا جوبت كريهت أستراليا وإلي خا عودة خابوتا ومخبانة أستراليا وابقى أطرد بريتو عراق عود لنا الآه تبقت عمو وبقرن النيشة شتابوتا اتبرقد بتصوب عرقاية بقيمتا بحتخ عوضياته تبقتا إلى بلشانة إنجلسايا مخوبا شركنا عموخن.
Okay. Thank you very much for inviting me for this interview. The Iraqi Australian University Graduate Forum established in 2008. And the main incentive for this establishment was to have a platform where Iraqis from all sects, Muslims, Christian, Mandayan, Azidian, and from all ethnicities, Arab, Kurd, Turkmen, Assyrian, and all our ethnicities represented in the forum on one side, and to tailor the program short and long term program of the forum to cater for this combination and for this the harmony between all these sects. That happened during an eruption of a very bad clash. Then it was
hard period, or a very hard bad period
between 2005 and 2007, where terrorists and sectarians dominated the scene there, and we have a lot of fatalities due to this clash between different fundamentalists and terrorists. They are terrorists, in fact. And since then, the forum continue to have all its programs, all its activities covering this main point for it. So it was established within this. And the forum started as a small organization, but with time, we managed to have it an umbrella to a group of organization, including the Iraqi Australasian Medical Association, the Association of Iraqi Academic in Australia and New Zealand, and also the Academic Forum, which can include Arabic academics from outside Iraq, in addition to the Iraqis. We have also a cultural salon which cover the cultural activities, focusing on the same theme and focusing on the same target. And we have also the Committee to Defend Human Rights Australia, which great job, particularly during the critical periods in Iraq, particularly during the ISIS invasion, I can consider it, and expanding with all the disasters during their time.
Dr. منتدى الجامعين العراقي الاسترالي, or let's say the Iraqi Australian University graduation, graduate form, since establishment, and you have a focus on the youth, especially youth of the community, and we can see that you never stopped. Since you started this award for the HSC achievers, high achievers, what was the main aim of this award?
Right. Now, talking about honoring the achievers among the HSC graduate and among university graduate forums, and in fact this extended to include the doctors, academics, and all university related jobs there. The aim had two folds. The first fold is to encourage our new generation to play a role in the building of this great country, Australia, and to have a role at the level of students, graduates, and also academics and professional full time. This is of great importance for us. This will help the integration of our second and third generation into the Australian society. And the best integration happens by sharing the job, sharing the work in building Australia and working in Australia. So that is one fold. The second fold is just to promote the stereotyping of Iraqis as well-educated, as people with a lot of achievement on a background of a very rich heritage, getting back down to 5,000 with the Assyrian, the Sumerian, the Babylonian civilization. Five civilizations were there in that area of the world there. So just to keep this picture of Iraqis from all sects, with the link to its great heritage. A third fold related to the connection with Iraq. All our people here have connection with Iraq, and we think that this achievement will promote these connections with our extension in Iraq. So that's the focus on
your report. Yep. Now, but how do you find time to balance between your hard work responsibilities and pushing the Iraqi Forum, the Iraqi Australian University Graduates Forum, to go ahead with its projects?
Yep. I am a very busy gastroenterologist specialist with a fine specialization in fine endoscopy, and also I am an associate professor at the University of New South Wales. So you can imagine with all these capacities, which I haven't had them from the beginning, all came through a very, very strong struggle to achieve them there, and hard work.
Determination.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So you can imagine that. But this motivation to have all the extra curriculum work outside medicine and academia came from the incentive which I came with, and all of my colleagues within the forum came with from Iraq. This incentive is to, first of all, to have the give as a first thing there. That's what we learned, that's what we had there. That applied to all Iraqis. Mm-hmm. We used to have this in our daily life. So when I came here, I thought this is part of my work, part of my job. And with time, it turns into a hobby, like that my extra time is dedicated for this. Probably my other doctor colleagues, they spend their weekend in many other places for entertainment or for relaxation. But I found that working for these goals within mm-hmm. these platforms, it's like enjoying a time for a break, although mm-hmm. it is a difficult thing. It is very difficult, first of all, to keep all these components together. Mm-hmm. Secondly, to keep it successful all through these years, which is by now it is more than 17 years time. Mm. So it was difficult, but there was a strong motivation for that. I should say also the teamwork which we are doing things through, which include not only 10 or 20, which include many dozens of those volunteers which you will see today. They arrange everything they're doing.
Yes, yes,
this teamwork is another factor in the success and in all these achievements.
That's great. The last thing, Doctor. Today, this occasion, it's happening while we are celebrating the Australia Day.
Yep.
Your message to the Iraqi community, to the people who are born here or the people who are migrating here, who are settling in Australia, their relation to Australia.
Yep.
What's your message?
My message is that Australia is our home now. And we should give to Australia in return of all these advantages which we enjoy from the first day of arriving to this very peaceful and very civilized country. So in return, we should try our best to contribute and help in the building up of a peaceful life with a lot of prosperity, and to serve Australian regardless to their background and regardless to their ethnicity. So migrant or the non-migrant there. So I think my message is that we should do our best to have a position and a name which enable us to contribute to the building of Australia on one side. Mm-hmm. The second message is that even in Australia as our current home, we still have our connection with our home country, mm-hmm. our roots. These are not only cultural connection, but this is part of the identity. We are Australian from Iraqi Muslims, Christian, Assyrian, Arabic descent. So this is part of our identity. And to have this identity served and helped by helping our people there, at least to promote this picture of Iraqi as an achiever and as a good Australian.
Doctor, it is always an honor and great pleasure talking to you, grabbing some of your beautiful ideas, beautiful Torolans, great personality, and I will commend the forum for their hard work and for their achievement. We wish you all the success in all your future projects.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the Assyrian SBS.
ختاما مخوبا مقرون تهنياتي قكل آن يالو بتقنيننا الأهدشنا إينا أب مقروب وخل تهنياتا قآها شتابوتا آيد مريزالن الدها عودوثا ودن خخورزا بخادرغا رابع اللايا ومهيرة ومريزة بصورة تخلو خن يترانا مشميتا عالداها خرزة مخبون شاركوا نعودنا لقبتا تبعونا لنا على SBS بلشانا طرايا برخة فيسبوك